What?
Aleph. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tevav. Page 434. On these Chumashim, it's page 434. Okay. So Rashi, by the way, as far as I know, this is the ninth time that Rashi does it, and I think it's the last time he says in the Chumash, that whenever it says that one individual took another individual, it's always with words. It's not physically, he came and picked him up and schlepped him. You can see it also in the Unkelus. How does the Unkelus, the first word in the Unkelus in this Pasuk? Udevarit, which comes from the word Dibur. Rashi says this nine times in Chumash. Then whatever, the first time is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam and Rishon and he put him in Gan Eden, and then Sarah took Hagar, etc., etc. And the Maal explains in all the nine times, each time, with slight differences, but always the same point, that a human being is a human being because of his das, because of his character, because of his personality. If you just schlep him with his body, you didn't take him. You took his chitzonius. How do you take him? How do you take the Adam Sheba Adam? The only way to do it is if you connect to his das. And that's the only way to connect the das is through logic and explaining. A big yisod in all kind of human interaction. That when you see someone, you see a face and a nose and the ears, you're connecting to his personality, which is behind the face. And the only way to do it is through words. So the ekach would run. So says Rashi, which words did he take? Meshachtim bedvarim, says Rashi again on page 434 in the left column. I took him with words. Ashrechem, fortunate. Al mi batim lismanos. On who did you become appointed on? Al bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. On the children of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Al bnei Adam shnikru achim v'reim chelik v'nachama. People which are called brothers and friends. A portion, the girl of Hashem. V'chol loshem chiba. But that's what he says. The previous two times, when it says taking someone with words, one is in Pashas Bahaloisa, that will be number 7 and 8 we're going to look into now. That's Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tetzain, on page 364 in this Chumash. What does it say? When Moshe Rabbeinu said, I need people to help me with this nation, administrators and so on, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Esvali Shivim Ish Mizikim Yisrael. And then they're going to help you and they're going to help you up and Asuit Chal Masaham, and you won't do it all by yourself. So over there Rashi says also, what does it mean? Ve'ekach ve'lakach to'isam, that's the end of the Pasuk and Pasuk design. Ve'lakach to'isam lo'im mo'ed kachem bedvarim, says Rashi. Take him with words. Ashrechem shenitmanet nepanasim al bonum shamakam. Fortunate you are that you became administrators or leaders on the children of God. No long words. Three words. Banav shel mokum. Good luck. What could be a bigger yichus than banav shel mokum? Right? Rashi number 8, when he said it again, the 8th time that he commented on Likicha, it's again in Parshas Pinchas, when Moshe Rabbeinu took Yoshua and persuaded him to take his post. So that's in Perek Kavzayin Pasuk Yud Ches. Kavzayin. Perek Kavzayin Pasuk Yud Ches on page 409. Okay. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kach lecha es Yoshua ben Nun. Take Yoshua ben Nun. And the last Rashi on the page there. Kach lecha. What does Rashi say there? Kachenu bedvarim. Again, take him with words. Ashrecha. Shezachis elanhig. Banav shel makom. Fortunate you are that you were appointed to lead the children of God. And our Rashi in Pashas Dvarim, which is speaking about an earlier era, but nevertheless, a ganze ariches. It doesn't say banav shel makom. What's our yichus? May Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Anoshim shenikru, Chelek, Achim, Bereim, Chelek, Nachla, Lachon, Loshem Chiba. What's the big ariches? Why do you say banav shel makom? Like I said the previous two times. And apparently it seems like Rashi is saying, or I could say banav shel makom, and then three words will be sufficient. Or if I cannot say banav shel makom, then I need 15 words. Why? Why can't you say banav shel makom? The biggest yichus that we have is the word banav shel makom. So how come Rashi in our Pasha refused to say it? You may go on and say, because Rashi in our Pasha concludes he wants to look at the shortness of chiba. The chon lashem chiba. How do you pronounce chiba in English?
Affection.
Affection. And maybe Banav Shalaka was like scary, but not affection. No, it's a Mishnah Perkovas. Chiba yisera noydalayim, shenikru Banav Shalaka. That's also called lashem chiba. A Mishnah Perkovas. So how come here Rashi did not want to say Banav Shalaka? Again, when you compare the Rashi's the last three times, again, this, as I pointed out, Rashi 9 times in Chumash explains what the word Be'ikach means. We just now saw the last three. Number 7, 8, and 9. 7 and 8, we are called Bonav Shalmakom. Number 9, other ones. I must say that on the second Rashi that we read today, meaning Rashi number 8 in Parshas Pinchas, I personally have a little bit of a story that once there was an American rabbi, I won't mention his name, pretty known. When I was studying in Machon Harry Fishel in Yerushalayim, this goes back almost 30 years ago and 30 kilos ago, you know, both go back. And so we used to have, it's a place that you study for Dayanus and Abonus, whatever, and we used to have American rabbis coming from time to time to teach us practical rabbinics. So he said the rabbi, he spoke with a good Hebrew, he spoke Hebrew well, with a very thick American accent, Mishkafalach. And he said, Rabosai, tell me, Dani Rotzel HaMalachem, Shekeshatim Tzuchim Agid Mashu Ala Parsha, Rashi Ba Parsha, Tamid Yazor. You don't have to go far away. I got to speak to you about practical rabbinics? Yes. This week's Parsha Pinchas? Yes, that's what it was. You'll see Rashi's going to help me. And he opened up the Rashi that we just now read about how Moshe Rabbeinu persuaded Yeshua, Ashrecha Shezachisa Lanhid Banu Shomakom. And he built on it. And he very nice question. He said, a rav is supposed to feel Ashrecha Shezachisa. Fortunate you are that you have the merit. But if a rav gets up Shabbos morning and says, oh, Chav Nishkoyach. Sunday when people are still around, Vaitel Chav Nishkoyach. Monday is the best day of the week because everybody's back to work. Doesn't mean that could distinguish from a rav. A rav has to feel Ashrecha Shezachisa. And he built on it. Then he asked, Yesh Lemi Shelot, does anybody have any questions? There's a group of about 80 Israelis. I was one of them. No, I had any questions. So I had a stick of achonas in, so I raised my hand. So I told him that the Rav was emphasizing the two words of Rashi, Ashrecha Shezachisa. Fortunate that you have the merit. But there's a third word of Rashi. The next word is, Lanhig Banav Shemakam, to lead the children of Hashem. But if you're being led by the children of Hashem, and the Rav is afraid of this congregants, and he's afraid of the president of the shul, and he's afraid of a he's afraid of that. So I don't know if you should feel so Ashrecha. You should feel Ashrecha, and take it as a package deal. Ashrecha, Shizriza, love me. That's my phone. So in front of Amba Eda, 80 people, he switched over to English, and he said, to say what you just now said, you have to be a son of a rabbi. It's impossible you said this on your own. Not Shach. Let's see, you grew up in a rabbi's house to say that. So what's your name? So I go, my name. He said, you have anything to do with Chatzkel Hartman? That was my father. Son. I said, yeah, that was my father. Ooh! And here, as a good American rabbi, in front of 80 people, he went out and said, do you know that I went out with your mother and your father went out with my wife? Do you know, I actually could have been almost your father? And this is in front of 80 people, and I'm supposed to say, thank you, I prefer staying with my father to Lalabah. That's the American openness. After this, the kud of the way English people are a little bit more reserved, maybe a little bit too much reserved, but this I identify more with. Speaking to me about the Shiduchim, Zekzekir Tzurik, what happened next? I can't ask my mother afterwards, it's like a true. Okay, so going back to our Rashi, how come Rashi didn't say here, Bono Shemokum? Efshimikin Drogin, I go, Valdika Anfa, what would you say? Why are we called Bono Shemokum? We are called the children of God. Why? Biologically?
Because we are.
How? Why more than other people? So it's a Rashi and next expression. Give a look at a pussy that we all know inside out. Shinantam Levonecha. A Rashi in Dvarim Paragvav. Pasuk Zayin. On page 450 in this Chumash. Why? Estella, you said, why are we called the children of God? So says Rashi, v'shinatam levanecha. The second Rashi in this parasha, in this pasuk, levanecha, eilu atalmidim. It's students. Matzino b'chol mokom shal tamidim kulim banim. We find everywhere that students are called children. Give a cook. What's Rashi's raya? Shenemar bonim atem la'Hashem Elokechem. So what does Rashi say? Why are we called the children of God?
Sorry, sister.
No, but what does Rashi say? Why? Because we're talmidim. Because we're talmidim. That's what Rashi said. Well, the fact that we're called banim shalakadish bokol is a source that talmidim are called banim. Why are we called banim? Why on earth are we called banim? Because we're talmidim. And as you hear, it's the makar that a talmid is called a ben. By the way, I just saw a Rambam ben Nichols Tamoteo, not too long ago. What would you say? I was always told that a Rebbe is supposed to love his Talmidim, and a Rebbe should love his Talmidim, and he should love his Talmidim. Is it a halacha? Or is it like just a nice thing to do? Halacha, the Shech Barabu, what would you say? Nichols Tamoteo, Perek, hey, halacha yudbeis. Afterwards, look it up. Hey, yudbeis. V'yohav is Talmidav. It's halacha. I thought it's just like a nice thing to do. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, anyway. So why are we called Banim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we're called Talmidim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Room to suggest that when did we become Talmidim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In Makom Tar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Melamed Teir L'Amo Yisrael, that's when we became Bani. Prior to Makom Tar, we're not being called Bani. Because we're not being called Talmidim. Talmidim kicked in when Makom Tar happened. And then when you start looking around, you see it's not so true that Torah makes a relationship of father and son. A Rebbe is not just a teacher. A Rebbe is a tata. It's a tata. Look, in Shema Yisrael, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Selosecha V'Kaveinu Malkeinu L'Avodosecha. The titles will change from Abba to Malach and Toch Kedei Dibur. Why? When you're speaking about Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father. When you're speaking about Avoda, Eved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Malach. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Selosecha. Why? What does a father mean? That a son comes from the livelihood, from the chayim, from the chiyus of a father. What's teira? Injecting chiyus. It's a zrika of chiyus. You're giving over teira, that's chiyus. Good. Fine. So, that's how come, you know, when also when you're down with teira, even though the Rambam says, in Ilchos Tefillah, that Shmoneh Esrei covers all the needs of a person, where do you daven in Torah and Shmoneh Esrei? I guess after Chaim and Adam Das, Hashivin Avin Asalasecha. But where do you really, in any yeshiva, we all know from our yeshiva experiences, where does the bracha before Shema? Abba Rabba. Why didn't it make it to Shmoneh Esrei? I don't know. But what does it say, Abba Rabba? Avinu Ova Rachamon Tate Tate Tzveimo. Avsem Venibenu Lahavinu Lahaski Lishmoya Lilmoyd Lilamed. It's called the Yisrael Tesech Ba'avon. When you're in yeshiva, this tefillah, there's nothing that hits you more. And this tefillah starts, Avinu Oh HaRachman. Father, Father. So when it comes to Taira, a father, the Rebbe is a father. For sure. Rashi goes on saying also that a Talmidim are called Banim and a Rebbe is called the father, Bevadai. Mean Mele. Before Matan Torah, we're not called Bun. Aha. Now, since the eights of the Dayanim who suggested it, who initiated it, Yisroel, there's a machlokes in the Gemara and then the Zvachim. If Yisroel machlokes Tanoim, if Yisroel called the Matan Torah Ba, or Achar Matan Torah Ba, so Rashi wanted to play safe and say, Rashi, I stick my head in front of you, machlokes Tanoim. I cannot call him one of Shabbakim yet. According to the man, the Omer that says it was before Matan Torah. So Bishma, the previous two times, by the Parnassim and by appointing Yeshua, that's way after Matan Torah. At the end of the 40 years also, it was Yeshua. They're a long time already, Banav Shemakam. So they're called Banav Shemakam. Once you can say Banav Shemakam, there's nothing what they have. But here that we're speaking about the eights of Yisrael, and Yisrael, there is an opinion that says that he came prior to Matan Torah, so it's premature to call us Banav Shemakam. And if Rashi would say Banav Shemakam, that means he's taking sides according to one Tana. And Rashi doesn't want to do that. So Rashi has to come up with substitutes, replacements. And what did Rashi say? Avra, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Achim, Vereim, Chelek, Benachla. But he couldn't say Banav Shemakam because it's totally B'machla Gistanoim. Sounds pretty good, no? I told this over to Rosh Hashiva Zan alive today. I told him when I came up with this, and he told me, "Pshh!" He said, "Gevaldik!" But Rabbi says, I see the oil was making a few faces, and they're right. And the Rosh Hashiva was not Boilam HaEmes, but Mechira Skot Terosoi. It's not shot. Why not? It sounds so gishmak. Isn't it true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Tata because of Torah? Yes. Before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably would not be called a Tata? Yes. By the way, there's more in the Sefer Shabbos. Misha'a Shigdim Unah Sadonish Vakartel En Boim. Like more. Like Peter Sefer Besen Shabbos. Again, linking the title of Bunim to the title of Matan Torah. Prior to Matan Torah, we're not called Bunim. That everybody would agree with. And there's a machlokes. If you start Matan Torah, Acha Matan Torah, so Rashi didn't want to take sides. But why is there faces in the Olam? Because Rashi says in Parshas Yisroi that even if you say that Yisroi came prior to Matan Torah, the eighth of the Dayanim was a mochas, vayim mochas on Yud Aleph Tishrei. That's what Rashi says, Klor, in Parshas Yisroi. And that means we're 4 months and some days after Matan Torah. We even know the date, Yud Aleph Tishrei. We even know the day of the week, according to most Rishonim, it was a Tuesday. Yom Kippur that year was a, Yom Kippur was a Tuesday that year. I'm sorry, so it's a Wednesday. That's what the Gemara says in Sedar. So, Mimele, we're back to the question. It's true, Ashibeinu Avinu L'Sel Zecha, and it's true, Avinu of Harachamon, and it's true that a Rebbe is not a teacher, but a Rebbe is a father. Emes. But the punchline that you want to say, the Rashi didn't mention it because it's prior to Matan Torah, won't happen, because what do you need Dayanim for, Bepashas, if it's before Matan Torah? Right? It's Kashel Agit, okay? So we're still fair. So still Shver, Hakam Rashi didn't want to say, Banav Shemakam. So, it's Kishmak? Yes. It's a lot MS. Rav Rudiman, the Rosh Hashiva of Baltimore, used to say, MS and Kishmak don't necessarily go hand in hand. Ba'araya, MS ve'yatsi v'nochem v'kaya v'yosha v'nyamra v'o v'chobe v'nichmet v'noyim v'adhi v'sukha v'mukubra v'to v'yofe. That's the last one. So MS is first, yofe is the last thing. So the biggest gap is between MS and yofe. That's what Rav Rudiman used to say. So they don't necessarily go together, the Emes and Yafet. So the Meir Rabbi said, we got to come up with another shot. So why didn't Rashi use the title Banav Shemakom if it's 4 months and some days after Matan Torah? So I want to say maybe two tirutzim, and we got to finish on time. This is a very okay. What do you have to persuade someone? Why is there a need to persuade someone if there's some kind of problem, reluctance? That's the word. If he's reluctant to take the post, you have to persuade him. No one had to persuade Obama to become president. I don't know, but he persuaded us. It's an unbelievable thing when you think about it. The person goes in all countries, goes around and says, I'm the cure of all problems. Habibi, Zani, you vote for me, everything will be gone again. That's how it is. Politicians all over the world have to sell themselves and convince us. But Gdol Yisrael never went that way. The Chasmish never went anywhere. I'm saying, Rabbi Yisrael, it's me. Adam, we have to schlep him out of his little room in Bnei Brak. That's a Gdol Yisrael point. And almost all of them, they have to come and persuade us that they're the best thing since sliced bread. That's what they have to say. Each time you have to wonder, what are they bothered by? The administrators in Pashas Balasov. Why do they have to be persuaded? They probably said themselves, I'm going to deal with the people that will clench and come and do. They're Banav Shemakom. It's true, it's a problem that Tachonim, like Rashi, but they're Chasheva people. When you're dealing with the needs of Chasheva people, it makes up for it. Yeshua, probably also, was afraid, you know, and that Rashi says over there, they're Tachonim and they come and they clench. You know, that's all we are. So why should I take this post? So Moshe Ben had to tell him, listen, but they're Banav Shemakom. It's a Gevaldik Gezach. Let's now go a second to the heads of Dayanim. What are they afraid of? Why do you have to persuade someone to become a Dayan? Because he's probably afraid. What is that? It says that the Kehenum Suchatachat Yerichoi. And the biggest thing, what it says in this week's Parsha, Ki Amishpat Lelekimu. Dayanim are called Elokim. It's a godly business. If I do something wrong here, Rashi says in this expression, let me show you. What does Rashi say when he quotes Shlomo HaMelech? Let's give a look here. Rashi says here. Here. Mishibodim here. It's in Pasuk Tev Zayin. So Rashi says, if I say, you look it up, that it says, hey, it's a badly business. Because otherwise, why should Reuven judge him? So what are they afraid of? This is a godly business. I don't want it. Daganisht. Bonav shel makom. I'll run him in front of the way. Meaning the litigate's also God? The mishpat lelokim. The image lelokim. And the chukma guy. Shalom. Ich will nicht. I'm going home. The last thing that they want to hear now is bonav shel makom. Because bonav shel makom, that's exactly what they're afraid of. That it's a godly, high voltage position. Everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu think when it comes to din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishpat itself, the litigates, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu thing. I'm not interested in such a job. I'll be, that's a regular guy. Here, Rashi couldn't have said Bono Samokom because that's the last thing that they want to hear. And since it's the last thing they want to hear, so Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu, had to come up with something else to soothe their anxieties and say, listen, they're nice people. It's a pleasure to work with them. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, meaning the Midas, we got our Midas from the Obis. You'll probably be able to do a pshar. Don't worry. Don't be so scared. It's not that we saw Salata when he asked one of his best Talmidim, I don't know which one. He has to become a Dayan. So the Talmud said, I'm afraid of becoming a Dayan. So when we saw Salata, you think I want someone who's not afraid? I don't know, but the fact that you're afraid is not what I said. I want someone who's good and afraid. No, mitzvah. So you should be afraid, but to go tell them on the spot, that's the last thing they want to hear. Rabbi, that could be one hezber. Another hezber, since I promised we're going to do two Rashis, so the next Rashi we won't be able to go into, it's in Perek Beis Pasuk Kavav. I want to compare another Rashi to, we just now saw, that are Talmidim, Kulim, Banim, and Pashas Vezchana. Right? That's one thing. How do you know it? Shenemar Banim Atem Nashem Elokechem. There's a similar Rashi in Parshas Bamidbar. What does it say there? It mentions the children of the children of Moshe and Aaron. And then what happens? It only brings out the children of Aaron. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph over there, right? On page 338. So it says, Eile told us Aaron and Moshe. It says Rashi, Ve'no Maskil of Aaron. Ve'niku told us Moshe. Lefi Shemitam Torah. Whoever teaches someone else Torah, as if he gave birth to them. Isn't that the same idea of Shinatam Lavanecha Shatalmidim Kulim Bonim? So how come it's learned from two different psukim? Shinatam Lavanecha Shatalmidim Kulim Bonim, that's a pasuk from Banim Atam Lashem Lokeha. Kol Amalam is Ben Chaver Toyo, Kilo Lomdoi, Kilo Yiladoi, I'm sorry, as in Pashas Bamidba. Veshinatam Lavanecha is a Sifri. Kilo Yiladoi is a Gmar Salim Dach Yutas. But apparently it seems the same idea. Kol Amalam is Ben Chaver Toyo, Kilo Yiladoi. But at Talmid in Kruin Bonim, what's the Nachimina? Furthermore, the Baram and the Gurayin on the spot over there in Pashas Bamidba says, says the Maral, on that very day that he took the nephews, his nephew's Torah, he gave birth to them. Bolto ayom, says the Maral. One voucher is enough for that one. Masha'enken, the one in the Sifri, the going quotes it in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, and Rapotner says, Misidu divrei agro mashma, says Rapotner in Shpachet Yitzchak Shmuelis, it's only a Talmud Mu'ak. Shatamidim Kuhin Bonim is only a Talmud Mu'ak. Not up to a one-time shot. So there'll be a machlekes between the Maral and the Gaon. I come from a besmedrash that the Maral and the Gaon are very on the same kaf. There's very few machlekes between them. The Maral lived much earlier, 200 years earlier. So, yeah, if there's no bread, there's no rest. Sometimes they argue. But usually they don't. So what's up shot these two chazals? Always again, if you look in the words of Rashi, you'll see a teretz. In any father-child relationship, there's two steps. There's the actual birth, the later, the biological factor, which is a one-time shot. Then there's the whole people and the whole tzar gidolbanim and the whole parsha of dealing and taking care of and so on and so forth. Ben for the word binyan is the binyan av, but you have to book him also.
If you look at the words of Rashi, each time he's pointing out exactly, just like a father-son relationship, you have these two steps. Also by Rebbe and Talmud you have to deal.
Kol ha-manamer has ben chaber otor lekiinu yelodoi gave birth. Zog the Maral, that's one thing. Afilo ois achas would be enough. Ha-talmidim kuhim boni.
Here's not Lashon Leida. It's Lashon Binyan.
Binyan,
that's Bidurik from the ground. That's a Talmud Mubak. It's two different points.
The two different Rashis are dealing with two different phases. One Rashi is, you know, you say one word and you go home. And there's another Rashi of the people of Tzal Gidul Bonim, of dealing with the Talmud and building him and building him. That's Rashi, Pashas Vaeschanan. No machlokes between the Maral and the Gaon. They're just speaking about two different phases.
Oy vazei. Here, maybe you could say a svara.
What was the level of scholarship? This is a problem I had already for a few years, of Am Yisrael from Matan Torah till Yud Aleph Tishrei. How much Torah did they know? According to my understanding, and I know it's a big Kiddush, and I know that it's written in the Mishnah Berurah ahead, they're not like me, they knew nothing. Came out nothing. I'll tell you why. The only thing that we know is from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't with us from Bav Sima, the Yud Aleph Tishrei. He wasn't around, he was in Har Sinai. The first Shiur Klali that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us was in Yud Aleph Tishrei.
Mara.
Mara is a sasagram. A taster. You know, like we have an Asmonean. A taster day. It's an affair of it's a culture. So what was the level of scholarship that we had? So it says in Asef Sadibras, the Mishavos, it says in Toshuas. That's again, we don't need flesh, because in Toshuas, we knew everything from Asef Sadibras. If we did, who needs Moshe Rabbeinu for the next 40 years? We knew it all already. And they knew everything? Just from Asef Sadibras? It says Rashi says in Pashas Kesisa that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Kol HaTorah Kula in 40 days. How could he not turn 40 days? Asks Rashi. So what does Rashi answer there? It was given to him a matana. We understood it in one morning. Moshe Rabbeinu took him 40 days. We did it in one morning and Rashi doesn't make any comment on that. How you talking? Before we didn't know anything. The first Shiur Kula that was given to us was when? That's for sure. Nidav Tishrei. Were we called already Bonav Shalmako?
After we established from the grind that Bani means Talmud Mubak? Talmud Mubak was on the first Shiur Klali?
Yeah,
Ois Achaz. That's all chilut between Ois Achaz and Bani. Kilu Yiladoi is Ois Achaz. Shatavidim Kuin Bani? That's a Talmud Mubak. That's what it comes up in the grind. And Yid Aleph Tishrei, we just said our first Shiur Klali just 2 minutes ago. We're already called Bani Shemakam? No, we can't. Mimela here, Rashi couldn't say Banav Shemakom. Okay, I would say. If Ois Achaz is Kilo Yelodav, could he have said Yeladav Shemakom? Maybe yes, but I don't know if there's such a kind of Yachas. Yeladav Shemakom. There's Banav Shemakom. And Banav Shemakom, now, will this fit into the Gemara and Shabbos that Mishav should do with Nasa Mishra Kalpim and Banav? No, this won't fit in according to that. And economic. The Sifri according to that, we'll argue on that Gemara. So, I said we should remember that even though we're going now through Chodesh Av, today's Yom Kippur, Chodesh Av, we're speaking about a relationship of Av and Ben. After the month that we got hit the most is called Tate. You know why? Because only a Tate could hit. A stranger is not allowed to hit. No stranger is going to hit. To a certain degree, the fact that we did get hit is a layer that we're called Tate Abani and Av. And say, when Avad Yosef, when he likes you, he gives you a stilot and he means well. That's Yishnal. So take it as a compliment. Next time you go to Ravad Yosef, and he gives you a Gishmaka patch, that's the biggest raya that he likes you. Because if he doesn't like you, it just says hello. Yes. Ramas. So, to get a patch, that means there's an Abba. You should be Zeche and Netz Hashem to be seeing the Abba in many, many positive ways. Quote the Babbos, we'll stop there.